The Pandora's box of not having fear essentially has been opened. Women are out on the street without their hijab confronting security forces. And from the numbers we're seeing, it's impossible for authorities to arrest all of these women. And so this taboo is broken. The taboo of not having that fear, of having the confidence that you can stand there and stand up to these forces. You know, the reaction might be horrifying or the reaction might be revolutionary. If you go back to the previous protests, people didn't go out into the streets with this much lack of fear. There wasn't that sense of confidence that, you know, you can stand in front of security forces with their weapons. Right now, you have that kind of courage. It's inspirational because it's courageous. It's also horrifying because, you know, at any moment they can turn around and shoot someone dead. But you do wonder if every Iranian woman, if everyone in Iran does this, what are they going to do? Are they going to arrest everyone? Are they going to kill everyone? At some point, you know, there has to be a line drawn. But the horrifying aspect of that is where are they going to draw that line? The very core of the Islamic Republic is to enforce a religion on a population. And of course, that goes against all, you know, human rights, all international standards of human rights that should be afforded to every human in the year 2022. It should have been afforded in the year 1979 when the revolution happened. And they eventually enforced repressive things like mandatory hijab. And they went about with killing and executing political prisoners. So it does not belong in 2022, and it certainly did not belong in 1979.